So it's a boring day job in China these days, we're told. Hacking.
There are at least 40 what they call advanced persistent threat teams. These are hacker teams. You know, they go to work every morning and hack into global corporations and then go home at night. And there are 40 of them at least that we know about. And this is just a whole culture of doing business in China and elsewhere in the world that we're just going to have to deal with.
That's Mark Franz, Chief Information Officer for the New York Times on The Takeaway, explaining China's persistent hacking infrastructure that targeted The Times for 4 months. Last month, hackers penetrated computers at the Energy Department's D.C. headquarters, stealing the personal information of hundreds of employees. Hacking is a growth industry in China, apparently, and defending against digital threats is a growing part of the Pentagon budget. Richard Clark, former White House counterterrorism czar, is currently managing partner of Good Harbor, a cybersecurity consultancy. Richard Clark, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's good to be with you again.
So is one of the legacies of the Obama administration, we're learning, the actual protocols and kind of battle rules for dealing with cyber warfare? Does the president have for himself a set of new powers in the digital realm?
Well, I'm not sure they're new powers, but they're certainly new written documents. I think when Obama came into office, the people who were working for him on cybersecurity were somewhat appalled by the fact that there were no rules, no standards, no controls. And they've tried to put those in place.
And do you think that use of cyber weapons, the doctrine of which is going to be similar to the use of nuclear weapons in the sense that only the president can authorize them? That's the report we're getting.
Well, the president has always been the only person who could authorize major covert actions. And the cyber activity to date has all apparently been major covert action. There hasn't been an overt military application of them because we haven't used them in an overt war.
Do you think hacking is some sort of fringe activity that, while annoying and costly, is different from cyber warfare? Or is it a sort of probing the battlements, a kind of sending out of patrols in advance of something more serious that we're going to experience this century?
Well, cyber war may or may not happen. Nations don't use weapons just because they have them. Nine nations have nuclear weapons, and only one nation has ever used them, us. So I think nation states tend to act responsibly with regard to new weapons. And if they were to go to war for other reasons, and it was appropriate to use cyber weapons, they might. But I think the much bigger concern is the day-to-day use of cyber espionage, largely by China and largely directed against private companies in Europe and the United States, where they're stealing our research and development, our intellectual property.
You know, we're a year out this August from the beginning of the Great War in 1914, and many people said that because of the interconnectedness of the globe back then, a global war was impossible. In cyber terms, is it possible for a chain of events to slide the world into a digital war, much in the same way as the Great War began 100 years ago?
Well, I wrote about this in my book, Cyber War. There is the risk of accidental war. When someone attacks you and you think it's China and it turns out to be a hacker gang in Romania, it is very possible in cyberspace to spoof your identity. Now, the good news is U.S. intelligence is pretty good at figuring out the real identity of attackers. But nonetheless, we have to be concerned about accidental war and mischaracterization of the attacker.
Would that be the most likely scenario for cyber war, accidental rather than deliberate?
No. I think the most likely scenario is something like this. The United States and or Israel bombs Iran to retard their nuclear program. Iran wants to attack us on our homeland because we attacked their homeland. Their missiles can't get here. Their terrorists have difficulty getting here. So they use a cyber attack on their homeland.
All right. Richard Clark, former White House counterterrorism czar, currently managing partner at Good Harbor, a cybersecurity consultancy. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.